Hey, big news yesterday in the world of golf. We've already spoken to Ian Baker Finch this morning. It's great to have him on, captain of the Australian team. Golf teams for Rio 2016. No doubt they'll be competing against Rory McIlroy, who is going to come out to Australia at the end of the year to defend his Australian Open Championship, which is absolutely great. Stephen Pitt is the CEO of Golf Australia and joins us for a couple of minutes. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Murray. How are you?
Isn't this great news? I mean, it would have been so easy for McIlroy to say, no, my schedule's too busy, I've got too much on, and we would have probably understood, but it just adds so much credibility to the title that he says, no, I'm going to come back down and defend.
Yeah, look, it's a great day for Australian golf, I think. Rory, from the outset, from the time he won the event last year, was very keen to come back. If you look at his last sort of 8 months since that time, it's clear the Emirates Australian Open was really a springboard for him. It sort of turned his time around. It got him sort of going again. It was his first win for a long, long time. And things have improved for him since then. Mm. And if you look at how he's going now, it's unbelievable. I read some comments from Jack Nicklaus overnight who said, I love his swing, I love his rhythm, I love his moxie, and then went on to say he thinks he could win, you know, 15 to 20 metres.
Mm. No, it's fantastic. And like Andy said, it's a privilege to have a guy like that come out here. But what sort of field is he going to be playing against?
It'll be a very good field he's playing against. We're not quite able to sort of make other announcements yet, but Adam Scott's finalising his schedule. I think the whole world would love to see them go head-to-head again as they did last year. That was just an epic battle on the final day, and you remember Rory got him on the very last hole. So, hopefully we can recreate that. I know deep down Adam would love another crack at Rory, so we'll just have to see how that pans out.
Hey, Stephen, just one from left field. We see in the States all these celebrity golf tournaments, and they're amazing to watch. You see Kevin Costner and Bill Murray tee it up. And Sir Charles Barkley, who had what did he have? He had the yips on his drive once. Who's the best celebrity golfer in Australia? Who would you put right up there?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, Ricky Ponting, as another sports person, is a fantastic golfer.
Yeah.
I think if he didn't play cricket, he probably could have made a living out of golf. Pat Rafter was really strong. I guess there are other sports people.
Dean Jones is very good. Yeah.
Dean Jones actually played a bit of senior golf. So those other sports people have been really, really good.
You should be saying Kerri-Anne Kennelly for the sake of future employment security of tenure, shouldn't you, Stephen?
Yeah. Kerri-Anne's a very handy 20 marker and loves the game and plays it really, really well. She's probably not quite going to win amateur titles.
No. Hey, can I just ask you the grubby one on the way out? You don't get Rory McIlroy for nothing, and despite the fact that he is defending, there has to be a financial imperative. Is he at the max level of what he can charge to get himself to a tournament, or does it mean something to him? Do you get him at a cut rate because he is defending the championship?
Look, absolutely. And he was keen to defend from day one. So I think he probably could have got more money than what he, you know, what he got out of us. But I think he really wanted to come back. Loved the tournament. He had a great time. He loved Sydney. So it was, you know, everything was aligned. But no, he didn't really hold us over the fire in terms of money.
Well, we can't wait. November 27 to 30, the Australian Golf Club, the Australian Open. It's always been a time-honoured event. It's great to have Rory coming back.
Can I just quickly ask, because I think it was Marco was talking about that if the Grand Prix didn't come back to Melbourne, if they didn't redo that deal, that there was a strong chance that a US PGA Tour event would actually be here in Melbourne. Have you heard anything about that or that perhaps that may still be on the cards even though we have re-signed for the Grand Prix?
Oh, look, I think it would make sense. There's no doubt about that. The great thing about golf is that it gives you obviously tourism around the event, but you get this residual impact of golf events that hang around for quite a long time. There's so many international golf tourists that come on the back of those major events. So the city of Melbourne would get this residual impact that lasts quite a long time. It's why golf is such a great event investment. So whether it comes off, I'm not sure.
Stephen, congratulations on the announcement. There's a lot to look forward to. Australian golf on the up and up, and a golden era about to be launched with the juniors that are pushing through. These are exciting days. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.